Real Abishag. What Abishag really thought, blossoming 15-year-old, lying taut, wide-eyed, on kingly bed, silent, at the side of old King David, was? What bad breath he has! Father bade me hold my tongue and go to the king in Jerusalem. Mother wiped my tears with soft words, said I should be proud to be the chosen one among all the beauties of the land, to warm royal bones. But they didn't tell me what breath King David has. His handmaids taught me how to touch him, how to caress and revive. His courtiers showed me how to smile, how to give life. They decorated me, queen bride, fragrant like mint, brought me trembling to the royal bed. But I can't touch, can't smile. The poor king smells like the carcass of the once noble, beloved horse in our neighbor's field in Shunem. Before he died, the farmer covered his horse with a sack to warm his bones back to life. But the vultures came anyway. I am the courtier's and handmaid's sack. Oh God, what bad breath King David has! It smothers me, it chokes me, his breath. Mother, it strangles me. I shall die. Oh God, will it ever stop? Stop. In the morning, just after golden dawn, King David was no more.